Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shir for Women, Shir number 74. And today, we're going to talk about trusting in your prayer, to believe in your power of prayer, and to believe that Hashem heard you and will respond to you. She brings, this is from May You Have a Day, Making Every Day Better, with the teachings of Rav Nachman, from her Chaya Rivka Zwolinsky, beautiful book. See, she says a story here that on the last market day before Pesach, Rav Nosson, who was the Talmud of Rav Nachman of Breslov, still had no money to pay for his family's provisions for Pesach. And he was about to leave for the morning prayers by Shacharis. His wife stopped him, made it clear that he needed to do something about to get money. She needed food to prepare for Pesach. And Nosson said, she taught me a chapter in depression this morning. I'm not sure what that meant exactly, but I guess he knew he needed to work on that feeling of discouragement of not having that money right now. So even so, he went to shul, davened without distractions. He had a fellow friend, his name was Rav Nachman of Tulshin, and he saw a complete change in Rav Nosson's face. He was worried coming in, and all the worry was gone. It was clear that he was filled with hope and with joy, as if his prayers were already answered. And a short while later, some of Nosson's students and followers arrived in Breslov for market day, and they brought a large amount of money that they gave Rav Nosson for use for Pesach, and it was enough to cover all the expenses for the entire Yontif. What was so remarkable about this is something more than just davening and getting what you asked for. It's what Rav Nachman of Tulshin saw in Rav Nosson and said that after he davened, that I noticed that his face changed. He looked calm. Later, I didn't see any change after he actually received the money. Which means Rav Nosson had that calmness and menuchas ha-nefesh right after he davened, that it wasn't the actual money that he got later that gave him the menuchas ha-nefesh. It was after that tefillah, that's how he got that menuchas ha-nefesh. So that he was on a high level of emuna, which is evident that he was so certain that his tefillahs would be answered, it's as if really he received the money in his pocket right after he davened, and he didn't display any extra happiness or relief that the money was finally there and it showed up for him. So here's the idea. And by the way, you would say, okay, he's a tzaddik. Who am I? But that's not true. That falls into the emunah and betachin, in believing that Hashem listens to you, whether you deserve it or whether you don't deserve it. From the very fact that you believe you're undeserving and you're relying on Hashem, that he's a keil racham v'chanan that will provide for everything you need and you want, that itself is the haftacha. That itself will give you to believe that your prayers will be answered. And we have many shiurim that we talk about emunah or not, and this idea of sometimes, you know, you could daven and the answer is no. How do you reconcile that concept? So there's a lot to talk about regarding this. But one thing is for sure, you know, even if that is the case, that does not come from a yush. You know, that this is the biggest problem that people have, that they don't believe in their own power of prayer, that Hashem is listening to every single word and loves your prayers and desires your prayers, especially those that are said with a full-fledged heart. And you're not saying, talking because you deserve it, but you simply are saying it because you believe in Hashem and you're relying on Hashem and trusting in Hashem. That should put a person after the daven into that mode of a full peace of calmness after you've davened. Whether you're going to say that you have a calm and peace that Hashem knows what's best for me and he's going to provide for me and he'll give me exactly what I daven for through your emunah betachin, or if you're not on that level and you basically say Hashem will give me exactly what I need when I need it and it's all good, even if it doesn't come up exactly the way I envisioned it, Hashem knows what's even better for me. Whichever mahalach you use, what works for you, and you talk to your mentors about what the right approach should be. But that itself, that once you daven, you have that menuchas ha-nefesh and calmness regardless. what's important, and these are the seven things we're just going to go briefly on what it really means to have betachin, you trust in somebody because of these seven factors, and these seven factors only are by Hashem in a real way. Number one, that Hashem is compassionate and loving, that He loves you and He wants your good. Number two, that He's attentive, that He does not sleep. He will get the job done for you. He's always with you, listening to everything you need and what you want and what you need. Number three, that He's almighty, He's all powerful, that no one and nothing can stop Hashem from fulfilling what He wishes. And when you daven for Him and you rely on Him and you believe that, He will provide that for you. Number four, that He's all-knowing, that He ensures that all outcomes are good, ultimately good, for the best possible good for you, physically and spiritually. Number five, that he's an exclusive care of you. He has always exclusively taken care of you, and He won't stop taking care of you. Exclusive means that even though it seems that you have shaluchim, it's your mother, it's your father, it's your employer, it's your employee, it's your friend, but ultimately those are shiluchim. Hashem could send whatever shliach He wants to send. Ultimately, Hashem is the one exclusively taking care of you. Number six, that it's in His hands. It's only Hashem who can get things done. Only Hashem. And of course, the seven is the generosity and the kindness of Hashem. That don't worry whether you are deserving. And Hashem is generous. That's a real important thing. Chofetz Chaim, I wish I could remember exactly the wording of it, but basically, Hashem, even when you do wrong things and you need to do tshuva on things and you feel you don't deserve it, the Chofetz Chaim, and I have to find the quote of it, that Hashem does not place excess demands on you. He will listen to your prayers and He will love you and He will accept your prayers and He will provide for you and take care of you, even if you fell short and even if you still have to do tshuva on things. As long as you sincerely want to get close to Him and you want to improve and you really mean that, that even if you're not there and you feel you're undeserving, and even if you're in reality not deserving for that Yeshua, Hashem will give it to you and will shower it on you as long as you're not rebellious. That's the Chofetz Chaim's Lashon, and I have to remember where I saw it so I could repeat the exact Lashon. Myrid, if you're rebellious, if you are, like a mumala hachas, your kavan is to incite and anger Hashem, that's a different story. That's a rebelliousness. But 99.9 of us, even when we fall short and we make mistakes, it's because of our anger got the better of us, our taiva got the better of us. Whatever it was, we fell short. We're not trying to be myrid, to rebel against Hashem. We're not wanting to do those wrong things. We sincerely want to do the right things. And as long as we have that mindset, even if we're not deserving, Hashem is kind and gives it to us. So that's a very, very important thing, to believe in your prayers. Whether you feel worthy or not, Hashem is listening to them. Have trust in your prayers. Hopefully to the Muna that Rav Nosson had here, that your prayers will be answered in the way you need it to fulfill your need. And that comes into the big Avoida of Emunah B'tochen that we all have to work and strive for. And Cheskel Ebenstein, the Zari Cheskel, says to the point where that even if things seem dark, you already are happy now because the Yeshua that will come. And you thank Hashem now for the Yeshua that will come. But even if we're not on that level, and you feel you're not on that level, but nevertheless, you after a prayer, you should have that calmness overtake you, and be calm right after the tefillah. Hashem has your back. And you know, and if you're not succeeding in that right now yet, you turn to Hashem and ask Him for that too. Please help me get to that point. Help me believe in my prayers to You. Help me trust in my prayers to You. Help me have a menuchas ha-nefesh that comes with knowing that You're listening to every single word I am saying in the best possible way, in the greatest possible way. And to always remember that. And I will end off here on Mesillas Yesharim Perek Yutes. I'm quoting now. Someone who is a Baal Seichel Nachin, if he has a little intelligence, b'mat hispainas sima slave, with a little thought and putting to your heart, you could place with confidence in your heart, amitas adova, the truth of this matter. What is this truth? When you're praying to Hashem, how you're constantly talking to Hashem, ulefanav humischananin, you're in front of him beseeching him, umi itayu mevakesh, and from him you are requesting, vehu yisbarach shemoi mazin loy, and him HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to you, makshiv lidvarav, and is listening to your words, kashi yedaber ish el reyeu, just like a man speaks to his friend, or woman speaks to her friend, vereyeu makshiv shemei love, and your friend is listening to you. That is the idea. Never lose hope in that. Trust in your prayer. Have confidence in your prayer. No matter how low you may feel, no matter how not worthy you may feel, Hashem listens to your prayers for the very fact that you feel unworthy and you're humble towards Him. And may Hashem have us all have this feeling. We can always turn to Hashem. Never give up. Be stubborn in that way. Bounce back. Turn to Hashem always. Bracha v'atzlacha.